Jim Doyle and other Great Lakes governors reached a tentative agreement last winter on how to limit large-scale diversions of water from the Great Lakes Basin. In his just-released book entitled The Great Lakes Water Wars, Madison-based author Peter Annan says there were some stumbling blocks in the negotiations. Annan says one issue was how to never allow another city to copy Chicago's longtime major withdrawal of water from Lake Michigan.
When the compact negotiators were working through how the compact would handle the Chicago diversion, the discussion got so tense that there was fear among many of the negotiators that the whole compact negotiation process would implode, but it didn't.
Annan also says during the talks, Indiana nearly backed out over concerns about consumption of water within the Great Lakes Basin. Annan says it isn't clear if all the state legislatures will sign on to the compact. With several governors up for election this fall, and at least partial control of some legislatures up for grabs, there could be new players in January. But Annan urges any new office holders not to push for major changes.
The last drawing room session took 7 years. So if we're going to reopen this again, you know, we're looking at a potentially another multi-year process. And I can tell you, having interviewed many of the negotiators many times, there is no political will among the negotiating team to reopen the compact discussions.
Annan acknowledges there will be new governors in at least Ohio and New York. He says if the Great Lakes states and provinces don't reach final agreement on water withdrawals, they'll continue to face pressure from other parts of the U.S. and other nations to send water there. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.